You've probably heard a lot about natural gas and how it's helping to bolster America's long-term energy security. But did you know that the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania is home to an abundance of natural gas? This formation is the second largest natural gas field in the world, and the reason why Coterra Energy is investing billions of dollars in the production of this valuable resource. By doing so, we're helping America become a world leader in energy production. We're also helping to generate a stronger local economy by creating hundreds of thousands of jobs and paying millions in taxes and royalties to landowners, farmers, and dairy producers. Clean-burning American natural gas also helps our country reduce energy costs, improves air quality, and protects the environment. Here's to securing our nation's energy future and creating economic prosperity for today's farmers and the generations that follow. Coterra Energy, responsibly producing clean energy for all.
What does it mean to be a hometown dealership? Well, some may say it's about proximity, how close the dealership is to where you live. But at Wayne County Ford, we think it means something far more. We believe it means that your dealership is a reflection of the community you love so much. And every time you drive by, you smile because you recall a great memory from your first car. Or when you finally got that vehicle you always wanted. A hometown dealer believes in you and the community. And when you stop in, there are friendly and familiar hometown faces to greet you.
This is Josh from Wayne County Ford. We're your hometown Waymart Ford dealer.
Wherever it is that you call home, consider Wayne County Ford your hometown dealer for the best selection of quality, fuel-efficient Ford vehicles at the best price.
Your hometown dealer.
We're the home and you've been driving for.
Thank you for making us part of your hometown tradition and memories.
My name is Harold Chalice, and I'm a retired farmer from Somerset, Pennsylvania. The Inflation Reduction Act will cap prescription drug prices for seniors like me at $2,000 a year and insulin at $35 a month. I know many older Americans struggle with paying for prescriptions. This program is a real win for the over 65 crowd. Working together works in life and in government. This ad is paid for by Rural Voices Pennsylvania.
Welcome back, and today we're going to be talking to Karen Lightman, Carnegie Mellon University. It's all about broadband right here in Pennsylvania. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm excited to talk with you.
Well, you know, no matter what way you go, in my business, we use computers all the time, and broadband is so important. But in the agriculture world, which I'm a big part of also, you know, everything from mapping your fields to cutting back on herbicides and on fertilizer, commercial fertilizers and things like that, it saves the consumers a lot of money because the farmers can produce the food cheaper. And at the same token, you know, communications is so important in any business, am I right?
Absolutely.
You know, for instance, if you have something wrong with you and you go to a local hospital, and, you know, we're always short of doctors and things like that, but they can communicate with hospitals all over the country that specialize in whatever it might be. And tell me, from your perspective, how broadband can help everybody.
Well, thank you again for letting me talk with you today and inviting me here. I think the issue is that historically, you know, we look at things like electricity and water, and we think, okay, I live in America, you know, prosperous country. I should be able to, if I, you know, choose that when I turn on the switch and I've paid my bill, the decent bill, it's not crazy, I should have electricity. Turn on the tap, I should have water. Hopefully it's clean water. It's the same idea. These are utilities, right? So these are kind of, there's an expectation, there's a responsibility of the government, your local and federal government, to help provide those things. And they should be, you know, not cost prohibitive. They shouldn't be out of your reach. So my philosophy, and this is the philosophy of many of my colleagues in this area, is broadband, having internet access, should be a public good. It's a utility. It is a basic right that everybody should have access to, and it should be accessible and it should be affordable, and it should be of a quality that is, you know, commensurate with what the needs are. So in a school area, like in a school district, kids who are doing homework from home should have accessibility that's affordable and have a quality they need to do their homework. When the pandemic hit, it was very clear that a lot of our communities, especially rural, did not even have that availability. So I have been working with colleagues on addressing this issue way before the pandemic. So we were, frankly, well poised for this conversation that has now drawn national attention and is part of the Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act. And there's an expectation of $46 billion that will be coming to the states that will help level the playing field so that communities can have access to affordable and reliable broadband internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
To do those things that you just described.
Well, you know, and it touches our lives in so many ways. If you stop and think about it, if you have a problem with your automobile, you know, you can go on to the computer and look up the problem, and a lot of times you can pinpoint it right there, especially a mechanic. It makes it a lot easier on a mechanic. And you won't have to take the car apart one by one part to figure out what's wrong with it. But in agriculture, you know, it means so much. There's so many things that we learn from the computer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, individuals out in GPS, for instance, you know, I get in areas that GPS really don't work. And, you know, better broadband is so important. Cell phone service, unbelievably important to
Absolutely.
People for distress or whatever it might be. And these are all the things that we need to fix. And, you know, it would stop the overpopulation of the cities at the same token, because you brought up a good point. You know, during a pandemic, how many people had to learn how to Zoom and how they had to live at home and things like that. And all these things are so important, it makes a big difference in life, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. And I think, again, it should be people's decision. You know, if they want to go off the grid, absolutely. If they want to have an ability to go online and work from home, if their jobs allow them that. And I think it also, you know, this issue about population, I think people should have an ability to make a decision about where they live, where they raise their families, mm-hmm. and broadband should just be a given, that this is something that they'll have access to. I think your point about cell coverage is really important. We're working in rural communities like Fayette and Greene County, where providers like rideshare, like and mapping and things like Uber to help people get mobility to transportation, to help supplement their transportation, they can't function in these areas because there's no cell coverage. It's not safe.
That's right.
It's not reliable, right? So I think that there's it's a basic thing that and I think everybody agrees on that. And I think the challenge is going to be ensuring that when we do make these investments, when the state, working with the Pennsylvania Broadband State Authority and every state in the country, when the maps will come out from the FCC showing unserved and underserved, it's going to be extremely important that the communities are able to say, yeah, the map says I have coverage and it's at this speed that is, 200 up and 25 down megabytes per second, but it's actually less than 100 up and less than 20 down, mm-hmm. and that's underserved. And so that information, the community, frankly, this is a time where communities can express their voice, if you will, and hopefully, you know, our and intent is that the state of Pennsylvania is well positioned and well geared so that it will allow our communities to get that access that they so much need and should have, right? So it's that information that's going to be really important, and that people have a voice in this. Like, you and me will be able to participate and to express that the mapping that was provided by, and historically, you know, companies would only show, like AT&T and things would go, and Verizon would go to a census tract. And in a rural community, that can be a really large area. And so one house in that census tract might have access, mm-hmm. but all 20 other homes in that community don't have. But that, because of that one home that has access, and maybe it's a wealthier individual or somebody who has, you know, has made that investment of their own property, but that's not indicative of the rest of the community. So I think it's going to be a really, it's an opportunity for our rural communities and suburban communities even to effectively express and communicate the fact that they are underrepresented and they have, they don't have that, that quality. Again, it's not just access, but it's also that quality, that speed that's so important, so that when you're talking about your farmers or your people who are doing telemedicine with a doctor, if they don't have adequate broadband speeds, or if maybe two people are trying to do things at once, right? All of us can tell that story, that, you know, these communities need to have that access. And I think the really important thing, too, is the affordability piece is going to be really important. And there will be an affordable connectivity program, and that will allow, I think it's going to be less than $30 a month for families to get, again, that high-quality, high-speed broadband.
Right.
That is going to be really important that we communicate that and make sure that everybody who's eligible signs up for that. Because, like, I don't know about you, but I'm paying a lot of money a month. And I
we all are.
And holy cow, and it really is frustrating. Like, the idea that maybe my neighbor who's on a fixed income can't afford whatever I'm paying, $200
right.
a month. I mean, it's insane, right? And that's not even, including my cell phone bill.
And, of course.
Right. So
yeah.
I think there's just an opportunity there. The communication is going to be really important. That connection with the community is going to be really important. And so my expectation is that the PA Broadband Authority takes this role really responsible, you know, takes it on very seriously. And in fact, I'm part of a broadband task force here in the city of Pittsburgh that recently sent a letter to the Pittsburgh Broadband Authority, expressing our desire for equity in broadband. And we have several points. And I'm happy to share that link with you. We have, let's see, count nine ideas that we have for how the Broadband Authority can ensure equity throughout Pennsylvania, including rural communities.
Right, and it's so important, you know. And not only, you know, it brings industry into the areas that are underserved,
yes.
with jobs.
Absolutely.
And opportunity. And what that means to me is the children in those areas will stay in them areas, and they won't have to move to other parts of the country and raise their,
yes.
families away from their family. You know, a lot of people,
yes.
could stay right in their
we
hometown.
Should, exactly. People should have that choice, and it shouldn't be because there's broadband or not. That's crazy.
That's the way it is. Well, Karen, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today. And, of course, you know, I'm looking forward to one of these days visiting with you.
That would be fantastic. Love to meet with you. And thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you.
All right. The next time I get to Pittsburgh, I'll holler at you. All right.
Perfect.
And, of course, Karen Lightman, Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And it's all about broadband. We'll be right back.
Durland Brothers Lumber Company Incorporated has been a trusted name in your building supply, lumber, and hardware needs for over 50 years. They carry a full line of building and hardware supplies, whether large or small, including Anderson Windows, Glidden Paints, Schrock Cabinetry, Stanley Hand Tools, Owens Corning Shingles, Bostitch Power Tools, and so much more. They offer boom, truck, and forklift services. At the Durland Brothers Lumber Company family, they put customer service first. Visit them at Durland Brothers Lumber, Honesdale, and Lord's Valley, Narrowsburg Lumber in Narrowsburg, Chihola, Schaefer's Do It Best in Hamlin, Designer Kitchens, Commercial Street in Honesdale, Greentown Agway, whether it's a small remodel or a new home construction, Durland Brothers has the expertise and products to help you see your project through to completion. The Lumber Yard at Schaefer's Hardware is now open with all your lumber needs. For special requests, visit their new help desk.
As a farmer, you work hard to grow the biggest soybean crop you can. But a big yield isn't the only factor in your profitability. Soybean quality matters. From poultry to swine, your biggest customers want higher quality soybean meal. And better quality improves demand, which means a better price per bushel for you. Find out how you can impact your soybean quality and how quality leads to a higher price at beyondtheelevator.com. Brought to you by America's Soybean Farmers and their Checkoff.
Some important support numbers to watch in corn and soybeans as we move to the end of the week. Corn has closed lower every day this week. Harvest pressure, of course. Sluggish demand as well. December is back near the bottom of a month-long range. 671.5 is the low from last Friday. Will be our first support today. Otherwise, 661.5 from September 28th would be next. January soybeans have been in a wider range, but like December corn, in a range, and they're near the bottom of that range as we start the day. 1364.25, again from last Friday, again the next step down. Below that, though, we go back to August 3rd. So important levels to watch today and tomorrow. This is the Bottom Line Report. White tags from Whitex are the most advanced ear tag on the market today. They feature the exclusive Surgi tip, super sharp smaller tip, punctures the ear tissue clean and promotes rapid healing and best-in-class retention. White tags from Whitex. Looking at December and February lean hogs, they've closed higher every day this week, helped by sharply higher chicken and poultry prices that are ahead. We'll see how anxious buyers are to push December lean hogs above 87.25 today. That's our bottom line. I'm Mark Oppold, wishing you a profitable day.
All units, please respond to a possible hostage situation.
For too many Pennsylvanians, crime is a real everyday concern. And who do the men and women in blue across our state trust to help us fight back? The answer is Josh Shapiro. Fraternal Order of Police organizations representing over 15,000 members of law enforcement are backing Josh Shapiro for governor. From every corner of Pennsylvania, local cops, sheriffs, and prosecutors, Republicans and Democrats endorse Shapiro because they know his record and he's worked alongside them in fighting crime. As Attorney General, he's put 8,100 drug dealers in jail, and he's taken 4 million doses of fentanyl and 3.2 million doses of heroin off our streets. As governor, Josh Shapiro will never back down. And he'll fight to keep us safe.
Paid for and authorized by Shapiro for Pennsylvania.
FCCB will make it happen for you.
To get ahead, you may need to expand your facility or venture into new lines of farming. The FCCB Ag team has the resources and experience you need to make your diversification project a success. Call 800-326-9486 or visit weputfarmersfirst.com to learn more today. FCCB, we put farmers first. Member FDIC.
Together, we'll get it done. FCCB, we'll make it happen for you.
Choose fresh, local Pennsylvania milk. It's naturally packed with 9 essential nutrients, just what you need to power through the day and fuel your body and mind. Milk also builds stronger communities, providing jobs and pumping billions of dollars into Pennsylvania's economy every year. And it all starts with you. Choose PA Dairy, goodness that matters to your family and our communities. Look for labels with PA Preferred or Code 42. Find stores at ChoosePADairy.com. Paid for by the Center for Dairy Excellence.
You're listening to American Farm Country Radio, the largest ag radio network in Pennsylvania. For more information, log on to PAFarmCountryRadio.com.